business,
local winners
from your local hometown radio station.
The Summer Better Than Others contest
from FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:53, FM Talk 106.5, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Check them out for the gear you need to head to the water this weekend. They're just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And a reminder, too, the Offshore Fishing Report already waiting for you online at FMTalk1065.com, or you can go to our social media links, our Facebook page for the Outdoor Show as well, and get that. The Offshore Report brought to you by HMS Marine Electronics. HMSMarineElectronics.com. Check them out on Facebook as well. Your local online retailer with all the price savings and perks of the big box stores and more. Let's check in with the man of the hour and stop him fishing for a second to talk to us. Captain Bobby, good morning.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that's funny you say that. Everybody's going like, what time do you call? And I said, I can promise you, if they were waiting on me to call, we'd never get this thing done.
That's right. That's why I bring your phone. So tell us, what's been going on? We've had a week here of some better weather than we did last weekend.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was, we just had those squalls on Tuesday, but the weather was, in between squalls was great, and I was able to stay north of most of it. One of the things I was thinking about when we were just coming on the air is what was neat about it is the fishing was good enough that we'd run out after a squall, fish for an hour, catch 8 or 10 trout, run back in, wait out a squall. That's how good the fishing's been, and boy, it's been that way this morning. We have literally wrecked some fish in some really, really shallow water, so been a lot of fun, and what's really cool right now, I've got some really beautiful shrimp. We're going half artificial and half live, and it's about tit for tat right now, so that's been kind of cool, too, because usually by June, I'm thinking all meat, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, so if you get out, it's a busy weekend, and you get out a little late, and you aren't able to get bait, man, don't fret, because I'm telling you, you can still catch some fish, and like you and I were just talking about off the air, too, had my one and only raid trip so far this year and just wrecked them on top water, too. So that deal's going to be going on. And fortunately, now we're behind that valley of that post-full moon valley. And so it's obvious now that we're getting into some fish. When I'm finding them, we're able to catch a bunch of fish. So we're out of that valley, and it ought to be good all the way through the weekend. I don't think there's any problems with weather and, just kind of pick where you want to go. The good thing about those squalls, too, by the way, in this light north wind we've been having the last few days, the water temperature's dropped a little bit, and I just now moved out to some deep water, but we've been fishing in 1.5 to 3 feet of water all morning and really have had a great morning.
Yeah, that's great to be talking about here in June, that those fish are shallow. And you mentioned the artificials fishing as well as the live bait this morning. You got some colors? You've got some lure brands you're using?
Well, we're fishing under popping corks right now because I'm fishing over some shell and some grass. And I got the Voodoo, baby Voodoo on there in chartreuse. And I think the regular gold color would have worked well, but that chartreuse kind of seems to work, it's not too watercolor dependent. It seems to kind of work in muddy or clear water. And we've kind of gone into both of those today. So that's been the one that's done it for me. But the key was the popping corks, man. We really try to throw some swim baits early and that sort of thing, but it's all been a popping cork deal. It's not pretty fishing, but it works.
Well, and you mentioned that baby Voodoo, and Voodoo, y'all, the artificial shrimp, a shrimp imitation, but that's that small size. I saw people using it this last weekend. They were doing quite well with it.
I'll tell you, it's amazing with that size hook, the size fish you can catch. We haven't caught any today, but recently mixed in with some of the trout we've caught. We've caught big bull reds on them. A jack the other day on them, so you can really get a lot of some really big fish even with that little bitty hook that they have on that thing.
Yeah, so I imagine people can make a run for those. I know I'm going to get some before this weekend. Captain Bobby, somebody wants to get a trip booked with you and the A-Team. How do they do it?
Just go to ateamfishing.com and you can get us there, and I got everything you need to get in touch with us via email or phone, and I think I even have a fresh video up there of one of the trips from late last week.
Cool stuff. We'll check it out, let you get back to fishing. I'll see you on the island this weekend.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abruscato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. And remember, the Offshore Fishing Report, brought to you by HMS Marine Electronics, on our Facebook page and website. Go check both of them out right now.
Good morning. I'm